93.3 FM. We start hour two on this Tuesday. We're going to immediately go to the image printing hotline. We're standing by as the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecock football team, Coach Shane Beamer, who will be in Spartanburg tonight for the welcome home tour. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Always great to talk to you, Coach. And I know you got a lot on your plate right now, and things are moving right along. You'll be in Spartanburg tonight to talk to the Spartanburg Gamecock clubs, surrounding Gamecock clubs, for the welcome home tours. Coach, give us a little insight as to what the welcome home tours have been like so far, and what you expect to see in Spartanburg tonight.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. One of the things I love about this job is being able to get out and visit with so many of our amazing fans across the state of South Carolina and across the region. So this will be number 5 of 6 that we're doing this spring. First time up in the upstate, so it'll be great to get up there. That crowd is always one of the better ones and always full of energy. It was a couple years ago when we were up there, and have no doubt that it will be the same tonight. And they've been fun. Great excitement at all the events that we've been to, great anticipation about the upcoming football season. Obviously, the way we just finished in women's basketball, the season we had in men's basketball, there's a lot of positive buzz right now about Carolina athletics, and eager to get up there and talk about it tonight.
Well, Coach, at one of the first welcome home events a couple of weeks ago, you quote-unquote broke some news that Lenore Sellers will be the starting quarterback for the South Carolina Gamecocks heading into fall practice. Coach, tell us what you've seen from him this offseason and how he's improved.
Yeah, he's done well. Total Lenore is what I told the media last week. Coming out of spring practice, he's our starting quarterback, and now it's his job to continue to hold on to that. And there's great competition in that room with he and the other quarterbacks as well. Competition is a core value of our program, so nobody's been handed anything and nobody's been promised anything other than the opportunity to take the first rep of practice in August, and that's what Lenore has been promised. And then it's his job to do it from there. But very poised, talented guy. He's a winner. Doesn't get too high, too low. Really worked hard in the weight room, really worked hard in the meeting room over the last year, and he's made a lot of progress, and looking forward to continuing to watch him progress.
Well, Coach, one thing that obviously, and you know this, is going to have to improve for Lenore Sellers to have a successful career at South Carolina is the play of the offensive line. You bring in Markie Anderson with you tonight for the Welcome Home Tour. He's a local guy. We know him very well here at this station. And talk to us about the offensive line, what's improved there, and who's going to be some of the key players there on that offensive line this year.
Well, there's no question. We have to be better as an offense. It's easy to pinpoint the offensive line. We weren't good enough offensively last year running the football or protecting the quarterback, and that's offensive line, that's quarterback, that's coaching, that's running backs, that's tight ends, that's receivers. We all have a hand in it. First thing we have to do is we have to stay healthy. We had 6 season-ending injuries last year on the offensive line, so I don't care who you are. If you lose 6 significant contributors to season-ending injuries, it's going to be tough sledding, particularly in this conference against the defenses that we face. So we started 2 true freshmen on the offensive line, went through some growing pains last year because of it. Those guys will be better. We're going to be better because we've recruited really well. We've got 3 of the best offensive linemen in the country that are freshmen right now. Blake Franks from up there at Greenville High, Josiah Thompson from Dillon, and Cam Pringle from down at Woodland High School in the Lowcountry. So those 3 guys are 3 guys that really could have gone anywhere in the country they wanted to. They're going to help us this season. We've brought in some talented transfers along with all the returning guys that we have that'll be a year older. So depth at that position still isn't where it needs to be. We're still thin. As always, we have to stay healthy because we are very thin on the offensive line. But like that group, like their mindset, like their work ethic, and looking forward to watching them compete this year.
Talking about the offensive line and Markie Anderson, how has he come back from that injury, and how is he doing?
Markie is doing well, recovering from the injury. That was a loss. When I talk about a season-ending injury, he was one of them because he was one that we anticipated playing and playing a lot for us last season. So to lose him was a loss. But he's doing well. He's working hard in the rehab. He's doing great in the classroom. He's a fantastic young man. His mom and dad are awesome people, and certainly looking forward to hopefully keeping him healthy this fall. And he will be another key contributor this season.
Well, Coach, one of the things that's going to help you in that regard is you've brought in a new coach that some folks may be familiar with to help you out in that, and Sean Elliott. Talk to us about what having Coach Elliott means to your program.
Yeah, Sean's been good. Obviously, Sean and I were co-workers here with Coach Spurrier previously, so knowing what kind of coach he is, he knows this state, and he'll help, you know, not just he's coaching our tight ends, he'll help, you know, overall with the offense, just with ideas and particularly in the run game. Overall with the team, we were able to hire two former head coaches in Sean and Mike Furry that came down from Limestone. So those two guys have been great additions. But Sean will help just the experience that he has. He's from this state. He knows this state. He knows the high school coaches. He'll certainly help with recruiting. And then overall, just from an offensive standpoint, we need to be better running the ball and more efficient, and he'll help us a lot with that.
When you look at the running game for next year, Coach, of course, you added a running back in the transfer portal. Talk to me about what you expect to see from the running game.
Yeah, need to be better there. You know, we talk about offensive line issues. If you struggle to run the football, it's going to be hard because that affects your pass protection and everything. So it all starts up front, and it starts with the guys carrying the ball. I think with our, the running backs that we brought in, they're all new. We returned Juju McDowell, but other than Juju, pretty much it's a brand new group in there. We've brought in Rocket Sanders that came in from Arkansas 2 years ago. He arguably was the best running back in the SEC, in my opinion. Last season, he dealt with some injuries that he's on the way to recovering from and getting back to 100%. Eager to see what he'll add to our offense, the new dynamic that he'll bring. We brought in Jawarn Howe, a transfer from South Carolina State, and Oscar Attaway, a transfer from North Texas. Two great young men that have different skill sets that have made us better already. And then we've brought in some, we have a freshman coming in from Georgia and Matthew Fuller, and it's a group in there. We're young, but in a lot of ways we're very inexperienced when it comes to actually playing here at South Carolina. But I like the group overall and looking forward to seeing how they make us better.
On the defensive side of the football this year, Coach, of course, there were some issues there last year as well. Tell us where you look to improve the most heading into 2024 on the defensive side.
We're going to be deeper. We played pretty good defense down the stretch. We held, Clemson didn't score an offensive touchdown. We held Kentucky to 14 points and won that game. So we played good defense down the stretch. There was a point, you said we struggled. There was a point midway through the season where we had, we gave up way too many explosive plays in the middle of the season. But defensively got back on track towards the end, and that's what we have to do. We have to continue to progress and continue to grow from that. We will, I'm confident, because of the guys that we return. But we've revamped our front seven in a lot of ways. We returned everyone, which is great, being able to bring back Boogie Huntley, TJ Sanders, Tonka Hemingway, Nick Barrett, four of our top four defensive tackles last season all returned. But we've added two transfers in, and Monkel Goodwin and DeAndre Jules from Alabama and Pittsburgh. So right away, I feel like we're six deep on the defensive line, and we got talented guys up there. And then we've got to rush the passer better. We weren't good enough there last year. We return everyone. We've brought in a talented freshman in Dylan Stewart. We've brought in a talented transfer Kyle Kennard from Georgia Tech, JT Gear from up there in the upstate. He was banged up last season. Hopefully we can keep him healthy. And then linebacker-wise, kind of the same thing. We bring back our top two in Debo Williams and Bam Scott, but we've added two talented freshmen and brought in a couple transfers. So our depth and our athleticism overall on defense is much better. And that was, one of the things we struggled with last season was just a lack of depth and had to play too many guys, too many snaps, and hopefully won't have to this year and can keep guys a little bit fresher because our depth is more like where we want it.
Coach, one of the bright spots over the years that you've been here at Carolina now has been the special teams. Of course, you lose Coach Limbo this year. Talk to us about what the difference is going to be there and what's the special team situation.
Yeah, happy for Pete Limbo getting a chance to go be a head coach. And, you know, always want your coaches to get opportunities, and that's a great one for him. So wish him well, and thankful for all he did to help us here at South Carolina. You know, obviously I've always been involved with special teams wherever I've been, and here's no different. So you're not going to see many changes just because I'm heavily involved in the special teams. But to be able to bring in a veteran NFL coach and Joe DeCamillis has been a – home run hire for us. His experience, his way he's able to relate to the players, he's been great, and excited about what he's done and what he'll continue to do. As far as changes, you know, there's things that Joe D feels strongly about that we may tweak or adjust how we call something or way we do something in practice or whatnot. I mean, there'll be some subtle changes, but overall, not much. We need to continue to make that a weapon for us. We need to continue to make that a phase of the game that we win every Saturday, that we can not just win, but make game-changing plays on like we've had. The Clemson game up there 2 years ago was a lot of big-time special teams plays that we made. The Texas A&M game was 2 years ago. We returned a kickoff for a touchdown. The Kentucky game 2 years ago, we blocked a punt that was a huge play in the game. You know, Georgia State 2 years ago, we blocked two punts for touchdowns. So we've got to continue to make that a weapon for us, and we will, you know, continue to make it a huge point of emphasis and make it a weapon for us.
Well, Coach, you're coming to Spartanburg tonight. Safe travels to you, and hope you get up here safely and continue to do great things down there in Columbia. And you're winning the recruiting battle here in the state each and every year, even with Clemson in the state. You're doing a great job of bringing in those in-state recruits. What is it that has made you so successful here in the state of South Carolina?
Well, you know, we always want to start in the state of South Carolina first and foremost. I know when I was here before as an assistant coach, and we were winning a lot of games and playing for SEC championships, we did it with primarily guys from the state of South Carolina, whether it be Marcus Lattimore from up there where you are, or you know, DJ Swearinger, Jadeveon Clowney, Stephon Gilmore, on and on and on. There were so many great ones that came through, Alshon Jeffrey that came through here. So we want to, you know, start here in the state of South Carolina. There's great players. There's great coaches. I want guys from this state that's important to them. That winning a championship and bringing a championship to Columbia is something that is very important to them. So that's where we always want to start. And obviously there's great players. I mean, there's great players in this state. You're going to be competing against other schools for them, which we do, you know, whether it be Clemson or Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina. They're all, you know, here in the state of South Carolina recruiting. But we've got to get in here and win our share of the battles and keep these guys at home. And we've got a great university to sell with fantastic academics. We get the opportunity. We play in SEC football, which so many kids grow up wanting to do. So we have a lot to offer to a young man that's choosing a school out of high school. And for us, it will always start with the great schools, the great coaches, and the great players here in the state of South Carolina.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Safe travels up here to Spartanburg tonight, and we hope to talk to you again real soon here on Fox Sports Spartanburg.
Absolutely. Really appreciate you having me on, and thanks for the great coverage you give up there as well. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Shane Beamer, head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks.